Exclusive, Concerned Women for America. Politicians who reject biological reality are going to lose in 2024. By Catherine Hamilton on July 6, 2023. One major rallying issue ahead of the 2024 presidential election is the fact that the unique dignity of women is being threatened in policy via the far left's embrace of radical gender ideology. President of Concerned Women for America Penny Nance told Breitbart News Daily. Concerned Women for America, the nation's largest public policy women's organization, is spearheading an effort that gives 2024 presidential candidates the opportunity to publicly reject the concept of gender identity, the false notion that one can declare oneself to be a different sex than they were born as, and agree that sex is binary in a scientific reality. The pledge, called the Presidential Promise to American Women, specifically asks candidates, should they win the presidency, to promise that all federal agencies will be directed to uphold this fact in every policy and program at home and abroad. If you don't get it as a politician, you're going to lose, Nance told Breitbart News Washington D.C. Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle. Listen. Former president and current presidential candidate Donald Trump is the first and only candidate so far to sign the pledge, making the promise on June 29 to course correct a damage done by the pro-transgender Biden administration. Nance said she hopes other GOP candidates, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Vivek Ramaswamy, will be next to put down their names. You're committing to, as the president, in every single way, both in domestic and foreign policy, uphold biological truth and not disadvantage women, and to not export this wrong-thinking ideology into other countries via the State Department, she said. So, this is not a little thing. It has very big implications. Leftists who have burrowed into federal agencies are going to hate it. But this is how it starts getting rooted out, by making sure the person at the top is clearly thinking on what needs to happen. This is something that everybody needs to take a look at. And if they can't sign it, it tells American women where they are, she added. Far-left Democrats and the current administration's prioritization of gender over biological reality has not only taken opportunities from women in various fields, it has led to extreme and avoidable violence, Nance emphasized. It is a biological fact that there are only two sexes. Yet the Biden administration is pretending like that is a frivolous idea. And it is to the point where now there is tension between biological women and men who want our trophies and want our scholarships, she said. Then there are even more difficult issues, like women who are being put in prison with biological men, many of whom are sexual predators. So there is real fallout to this horrible idea that lacks common sense, and it puts women and girls at risk. Nance noted that protecting women and girls' spaces is not just a right-wing crusade, but an issue that women across the political spectrum are upset about. An organization called Women's Liberation Front, who are self-identified radical feminists, many of them are lesbians or bisexual, they're not our ilk. They don't stand with us on the issue of abortion or any other thing, but they get this one. And so we have been able to walk, work across the aisle with him. And it's been very helpful to actually have everybody coming together unified on this message. You're starting to see a change, she said. Nance added that women of all political affiliations feel the most strongly about standing up for biological reality because often, it's our children who are threatened or whose chances at a sports scholarship are greatly diminished. Plus the whole privacy issue. Nance said she doubts President Joe Biden will sign the presidential promise to American women, given that he's actually on the other side of this. I'm not sure he understands it, to be honest. I don't think he gets it because he maybe doesn't even have the capacity to get it, she said, nodding to the president's apparent cognitive decline. But the truth is, his administration at least, is completely going out of their way to push gender ideology. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.